morning, and welcome once again to the week of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Brola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, December 21st, and the topic of our devotional this morning is the Day of His Mercy and Grace. Our text is taken from the book of James, chapter 2, verse 13. Mercy triumphs over judgment. Pastor Chris says, someone might see the evil, wickedness, deception, suffering, and cruelty in the world today and conclude they are a result of God's judgment due to sin. But that's not entirely true. We're in the day of God's mercy and His grace. We're in a new dispensation. So it's different today from how it was in the Old Testament. The evil happenings in our world today aren't judgments from God. Rather, they're actions and orchestrations of Satan upon the world. You can easily discern this by the Spirit and through the Word. It's the reason God expects us to respond by addressing Satan, cutting off his influence from our world and from men's lives. There's sin, but Jesus already paid the price for sin on behalf of all men. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The word translated condemnation is the same as judgment. Jesus was judged in our place, and not just for us, but for the whole world. The Bible says, and He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Satan wants to make people believe that God is mad at them, punishing them, inflicting them with pain, whereas God isn't the one behind it, but Satan. Our job, therefore, is to let the world know that God isn't mad at them. Rather, He's made righteousness and eternal life available and free in Christ Jesus. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. We're in the dispensation of His overflowing grace and mercy. Blessed be God. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, I manifest Your glory and establish Your will and righteousness in the earth today, winning souls and bringing men out of darkness into Your marvelous light. I spread Your love everywhere. Thank You for Your overflowing grace, mercy, and goodness that brings men to repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Acts chapter 10, verse 38, Romans chapter 3, verses 23 to 25. And Ephesians chapter 2 verses 13 to 15. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassions fail not. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this awesome devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.